welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of Thanksgiving 2014. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and tired Melissa Hansen.
I am, but how is it Thanksgiving already?
I don't know. This year went by very, very fast.
There's like a month left.
I know.
A month left in this year, just about. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So what has your week in entertainment been like?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about something I'm thankful for in entertainment.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so on YouTube, it's like a channel, however they word it, called Hello Denizen.
Okay.
And they have these tiny hamsters. It's like a comedy thing, and they only have a handful. It's newer. And they have some other things, but they have these tiny hamster videos.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally a hamster eating tiny food. It sounds ridiculous. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Well, at least you're not watching cat videos.
Oh, so it's worrying. Not cats, it's hamsters.
Yeah.
And the first one is tiny hamsters eating tiny burritos. Literally have this guy make tiny burritos and like a table out of a crayon box. And, like, use poker chips or plates, and he feeds a hamster.
Oh, my God.
And the hamster climbs up on, like, a little chair and, like, eats off this table and, like, eats whatever. And then they have birthday cake for a tiny hedgehog, and the tiny hamster's there eating it, too. But they just released their Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of, like, rodents.
Okay.
Eating a miniature Thanksgiving wearing little bitty pilgrim hats.
Oh my God.
And it has brought me so much joy. I cannot tell you. I snort. I laugh. I've seen the burrito one like 10 times
now.
And I snort every single time. It makes me laugh so hard. Tiny hamsters.
Well, and some of those, I mean, some things annoy the crap out of me. And a lot of them I wind up seeing on Facebook. But
right.
BuzzFeed has some interesting stuff that will catch me. There was one where they had people trying hooch for the first time, like homemade moonshine. I have never laughed so hard in my life because they started really small with, like, you know, very light. It was like a cider or something like that. And then they went to a strawberry something. And I'm like, ooh. And there was like five groups of two, like five different couples, a boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, all these people work at BuzzFeed, so you see a lot of these familiar faces. But then there were friends, and it was just the pairing, the conversation they had between the two of them. Well, they got to the, like, 150 proofs, and they're like, oh, my God, this is poison. What the hell is this going to – and I watched it, like, two or three times, and I laughed just as hard every single time they did this. It was
How is stuff like that still funny after you've seen it? I don't know.
I don't know, but if you need a good laugh, those are the kind of things you need to search out. Because if your day's really shitty, you can change your mood completely just by like a minute and a half of laughing really, really hard.
Yeah, seriously, that's why I've watched the burrito one.
Yeah,
like 10 times because I'm like totally frustrated and shitty, and I will go watch this for a minute and a half.
Yep,
and like completely change my mood.
Yep, changes your brain chemistry completely. Now, not funny. Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie.
Okay.
Holy crap. You know, I saw Clerks when it first came out and fell in love with Kevin and Scott and those guys and Muse, who was a punk kid at the time.
Oh my God, he's a freak.
Clerks 2, not so much. Chasing Amy, loved it. Jay and Silent Bob was funny, but
Dogma.
Dogma was brilliant.
Dogma's my favorite. One of my favorite movies.
Didn't see Red State, didn't see Tusk.
Red State is not so good.
We've gone and seen Kevin numerous times speak in person. We've seen, you know, his specials and everything. And I'm a big fan of Kevin.
So him, like, doing college campus visits, just telling a bullshit story for an hour and a half kind of thing, which is funny.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch just talking.
But I think he's gone over the edge. I think he's been smoking a little too much weed now.
Okay.
Because this thing was, even the Clerks animated show series, which didn't last long, was very funny.
This
is not funny at all.
Oh. Jason, now, what is this? I mean, what?
So it's basically Jay and Silent Bob, you know, an adventure, but it's like, it's all sex related. It's, Jason is way too old. So when he's doing things and saying like snookins and snoochie boochies, it just sounds so contrived and trite, and it's a disaster. It's like, you know, they become superheroes to defend the city. And there's comic book references, like, you know, to Spider-Man and the origin story. And Jason winds up killing the spider instead of becoming, you know, superpowered or stupid okay. stuff like that. So they have all these, like, Green Lantern, the guy who gave the ring to Hal Jordan so Hal Jordan could become Green Lantern. Yeah. So this alien lands, and then they watch him die because it's funny to watch him die as opposed okay. to taking his ring. I mean, it's just, oh, I sat there, and I'm like, I'm going to get through this because I feel it was an endurance test, and I had to do it. But I'm holding out no hope for Clerks 3. If this is the kind of humor that he's writing now, and I've seen, you know, I've listened to some of his Smodcast stuff originally when it was just him and Scott. Funny, yeah. funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But now all the variations that they've done since then, law of diminishing returns. Yeah. Not so funny anymore. And Jen was in this. Jen Schwalbach was in this. And they're all voicing, you know, characters and stuff. But it was yeah. just so, it's like 40-year-old people trying to do high school humor.
Yeah, there's stuff that you do when you're 20 that's yeah. funny. When you're 40, it's not. It's kind of sad.
It is very sad, and that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, and stuff you watch when you're 20 that's funny, and then you watch it at 40, and it's not funny anymore.
No.
Okay. All right.
So it's on Netflix, but please, if you're a Kevin Smith fan from the old days, avoid it, because it will taint your...
You do know I have to go watch it now.
I don't think you're going to make it through. There were so many times I wanted to shut it off.
I won't, because I used to be like, whatever, I'm watching this to the end. And now I'm just like, you know what? Life's too short.
Yep. And that's, yeah.
All right. I'll check it out. I'll probably skip through it. So just to see what they're talking about.
Okay. Box office this week. Huge numbers. Not unexpected, but I love the drop-offs. There's actually two major drop-offs this week, and it's just yeah, too funny yeah. to look at.
It's funny. So no surprise, Mockingjay Part 1
yep.
came out, but $123 million.
Bam!
Hello. Yeah, that's like usually a week thing. Not a,
yeah, that's like three and, times
what even for number opening films. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, no shock there.
Yep.
Big Hero 6, kid stuff hanging in there. Number 2, 20 million. So there's our drop off, but of course, Interstellar, 15 mm-hmm. million, Dumb and Dumber 2, 14 million. And then here's our next drop. Gone Girl's hanging in the top 5, but 2.8 million.
And Interstellar is doing huge money overseas.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's only made like 100 something million here, but it's done almost double that.
That's all U.S. gross.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. So, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, kind of global stuff doesn't wait to come out overseas. And
but I can't tell you how many people I've heard who have seen this movie and hated it.
Wow.
Yep. So it's too pretentious. It's too
Neil deGrasse Tyson kind of reviewed the science in it.
And yeah.
stuff on his Twitter feed.
Uh-oh.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This coming week, we've got a split. Most of the movies are being released on Wednesday because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
We've got one on Friday. So coming out on Wednesday, Horrible Bosses 2, talking about raunchy humor. The first movie was surprisingly funny, I have to admit. Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman.
Yeah, great cast.
Jason Sudeikis, the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Ooh, I can't remember his name. Charlie Hunnam, I think.
Whatever.
So, again, back. Chris Pine plays, like, the bad guy in this one. So, should be very, very funny. For the kids, Penguins of Madagascar. More comedy, you know, animation. My nieces and nephews love these characters. So.
All right, then.
And then in select theaters, if you want to see it, Disney is releasing WALL-E in 3D.
Oh.
It's a beautiful movie, but it doesn't need a 3D release, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, exactly.
On Friday, Benedict Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game. It's a espionage spy thriller set back in the day, and it's based on a true story.
Hey, we didn't do that in our new segment, What a Week or...
What?
Whatever it goes. He got engaged.
Oh, he did. I forgot about that.
You know how it was announced?
What?
It was just an engagement announcement in the newspaper kind of thing.
Oh.
Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch is engaged to... Yeah, like it wasn't like a big press release. It wasn't a big story. It wasn't anything. Somebody happened to like see it in their local paper.
Jeez.
I was like, wait a minute. And then it came out. So, anyhow.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
DVD this week. Some interesting stuff. Not huge. Holiday weeks are always kind of off. But,
yeah.
We've got The Giver. Mixed reactions from the box office, but it was a very quick turnaround to come home.
Yeah.
Home to video. Expendables 3, which got terrible reviews. Mm-hmm. Pierce Brosnan in the November Man,
ooh,
which my parents actually saw and liked. Okay. It's very Bondian, an older James Bond kind of.
Okay, cool.
Tyler Perry is back in drag for a Madea Christmas. Yeah. Now, I reviewed the stage play version of this, but they completely rewrote it to make the movie, so it's nothing like the stage play. Go figure. Jeeves and Wooster, the complete series.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Brady Wooster with Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry.
Oh,
good stuff.
So
and,
okay.
And then Shout Factory releases its limited edition MST3K Turkey Day collection. With all the bumpers and stuff from when they used to do the Turkey Day marathons back in the 90s on Comedy Central.
Yes.
So Eric's review of that will go live this week. Over at Redbox, we've got most of the same stuff. The Giver, Expendables 3, A Madea Christmas, and then I love this. They've started doing this recently. White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life are now available on Redbox.
Nice.
So,
yeah, White Christmas is like December 14th. I think, for a couple days, they're doing it in theaters.
Oh, nice.
Theaters.
Like a Fathom Events kind of thing?
Exactly.
All right.
That Sunday and Monday. So, look that up, see if it's in your local theater.
They'll never do that for Holiday Inn.
No, because White Christmas is a better movie.
Yeah, so you say. Don't believe it. Netflix, we mentioned it last week. The rumor is true. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1 is available on Netflix right now.
Woohoo!
And then there's a lot of Christmas stuff. So you got Disney's Babes in Toyland with Annette Funicello. And Ray Bolger playing the bad guy, which was very cool if you're a Wizard of Oz fan.
I wonder if the Keanu Reeves one is available.
Oh, God. Ooh. Isn't that Drew Barrymore?
Barrymore,
God. Painful. The Preacher's, speaking of painful, The Preacher's Wife with Courtney B. Vance and Whitney Houston, which is a remake of Cary Grant and in The Bishop's Wife, which is a much better movie with with David Niven and Loretta Young. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
David Niven is great. Oh, yeah. David Niven. We never talk about David Niven. He was great.
He was fantastic. Yeah, there's actually, I think Amazon Prime has it, and I haven't seen it yet, but it was one of the movies he made as he was getting older called Old Dracula.
Nice.
It's kind of like a Mel Brooks type thing. I have to watch it. I queued it up.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah. There's a movie called Small Town Santa, and then Happy Christmas with Anna Kendrick and Melanie Lynskey from Two and a Half Men.
Okay. Now I'm more interested.
Yeah. So that's on Netflix this week. Over at Hulu. Hulu. God, you drive me crazy. Hulu's great for TV. Shit for movies. Garfield's Thanksgiving is available. The Wiggles have a Go Santa Go for your toddlers. There's a female Wiggle now.
Oh.
It used to be all guys.
No, yeah.
There's a red-haired girl.
All my friends' kids have grown up. I haven't watched The Wiggles in a while.
An All-American Christmas Carol with Eric Roberts and Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, my.
Oh, the cover art shows Eric dressed like Steven Tyler. It's frightening.
Ooh.
It's very frightening. And then Chilly Christmas with Tom Arnold and a very cute dog.
All right, then.
That's all I've got for physical and streaming media.
Okay. Well, this week, on Monday, Restaurant Impossible is back on Food TV, so my mother will be happy.
Ah.
And I'm happy because there's a new show on Travel Channel, Booze Traveler.
Oh, God.
Some of your, like, food, like, travel shows about food and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, now there's one about booze.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then my mom will be sad Tuesday night because it's the finale of Dancing with the Stars on ABC.
Oh, my nieces will, too. They're hooked on that show.
Oh, my. And then on Lifetime, there's a new show, reality show, The Sisterhood, Becoming Nuns.
Actually
about young women becoming nuns.
Oh,
and it's on, like, after True Tory, which just makes me laugh.
True Tory? Is that Tory Spelling?
Yeah. Yeah, her reality show. So anyhow, it's on like after that, which, Tori Spelling and the Nuns. All right, Wednesday night, ABC, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is on.
Oh, nice.
Yay, so you can eat your popcorn and jelly beans and toast and watch that. And then also Wednesday night, of course, it's a night of specials. NBC has The Making of Peter Pan Live.
Oh.
Or no, watching Making of it. And then a Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special.
Okay.
Wednesday night. And CW Wednesday night is showing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh. I only saw that for the first time last year or the year before.
Oh, that's just wrong. No, it's a great movie. It's so great.
John Hughes.
Yeah. So Thursday morning, CBS is showing one of the Thanksgiving Day parades. And then NBC is showing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Oh. And after that, the National Dog Show.
Oh, of course.
Dog Show. is on, which is so great. And I'm so disappointed. They used to show, it used to be Macy's Parade, National Dog Show, and then Miracle on 34th Street. They don't show that one anymore. I'm so disappointed. Okay. Sorry for that commentary. And then Thanksgiving night, ABC has a special Thank You America with Robin Roberts. And it's about like unsung heroes and then surprising them. And then Fox's Cause of Paws and All-Star Dog Spectacular. And it's about like rescue dogs, like famous people that rescued them. All right. Friday night, there's a special on PBS. We talked about the CD, and now you get to see it. Kristen Chenoweth, Coming Home.
Oh, that's right.
So, concert in her hometown. Pretty cool. Uh-huh. And then, you know what? Not quite TV, but I'm going to mention it. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Online. You mentioned Mystery Science Theater.
Yes.
They are doing, again, online, showing a bunch of episodes. With yes. commentary.
So you go
commentary
to...
Commentary on the commentary.
Yeah. Well, you go to the official MST3K YouTube page. Don't just put Mystery Science Theater MST3K, because there's a lot of people who have stuff out there.
Yeah.
But put the official MST3K. Yeah. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're doing 6 classic episodes with brand new cut segments by Joel and what they're calling special guests. So I don't know if Kevin and Bill and Trace and any of those guys, Mary Jo, may be part of this, but I would tune in just in case because last year was such a huge hit. I wouldn't be surprised if they do so much something
fun.
Like that.
That's what I did a bunch of. Since I couldn't watch Miracle on 34th Street, I watched that.
And there are still rumors that given the success of these, that Joel may be able to bankroll a new version of the show that would just stream online.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
All right. We'll keep our ear out for that.
Yes.
All right. Music this week. Well, the first one's a CD. It's not actually music. It's Bob Odenkirk called Amateur Hour. So it's a comedy CD.
Oh.
Bob Odenkirk from Mr. Show and Breaking Bad. It seems to be Better Call Saul.
Right.
Anyhow, and then Beyonce Platinum Edition box set. It's 2 CDs and 2 DVDs and all the Beyonce you can handle.
Okay.
More than I can handle.
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been a Beyonce fan. I know people are going to skewer me for that, but that's just me. Sorry.
All right. And then Shady 15, like XD Shady. It's Eminem and various artists. It's like his recording label. Thing 15 years, so it's a whole bunch of famous people and a bunch I don't know because I'm old. So that's out, and then also Pitbull has a new one, Globalization. And then I mentioned it recently, it's the girls, Bette Midler.
It's a doo-wop kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of female stuff, not just doo-wop. She does Waterfalls by TLC, the big one showing, but it is out on vinyl this week.
Oh, nice.
If you are a purist, you will want to pick that one up.
Sweet.
All right. And in books, Alex Cross, number 22.
Oh, James Patterson.
It's called Hope to Die. Okay. It's like the return of Alex Cross. I'm like, it's his 22nd book. It's not. He's been gone.
Did he actually write this or did somebody else write this?
My guess, you're going to get a suit or something. So this is just my guess. I'm not saying it's true and blah, whatever. I think he writes the Alex Cross.
Okay. All right.
It's only his name on it. And he shares, you know.
Everything else is co-written by somebody else.
Yeah, but he shares the, co-written on the book. So.
Okay.
My guess is this is the ones he writes.
All right.
completely on his own. Uh-huh. So. All right. There's more Suki Stackhouse.
Oh, really?
Now, not Charlene Harris. She actually, like, edited it and put them together.
Oh.
So this is True Blood. Okay. It's called Dead But Not Forgotten. Uh-huh. And it's 15 stories written by other authors.
Oh.
But, like, inspired by Charlene Harris's books.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can't get enough. And she chose them and edited them and stuff. So.
Okay.
They should be good. this is one of my favorites this week. Downton Abbey, Rules for the Household Staff by Carson, in quote marks. She would talk about ghostwriting.
Yeah.
Carson is the head, like, butler.
Okay.
Character. That's funny, y'all. That should be kind of cute, actually.
That's a Christmas gift for you, for Downton Abbey fans.
Yeah, yeah. And then Coming Out to Play.
Mm-hmm.
Biography, Robbie Rogers, who played for the Columbus Crew and the Olympic team and Leeds United. Now he plays for LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's his coming out story.
Oh.
And then this was released in hardcover before, but it's in paperback now. Talk about Christmas gifts. Gary Larson's The Complete Far Side.
Oh, wow. You know, he had completely disappeared. They did a couple animated specials. I kept waiting for him. Like, him and Bill Waterston at the time were big deals. And Berkeley Breathed. But
yeah,
his stuff was so great. And it just never, it just kind of died.
Yeah. Well, now it's back. All of it's paperback, so it's more affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely fans of the Far Side will want to
observational that humor.
It's to Santa.
Yep.
So... theater news, big news. So The Last Ship, which Sting wrote.
Oh yeah. And it got
talked about. Oof. It's not doing so hot.
No, not at all.
But that's going to change.
Yes.
Because December 9th.
Yeah.
Through January 10th.
Yeah.
Sting is joining the actual cast.
Mm, he's going to try and save it himself.
Yeah. So he's going to perform in it. Okay. And do the lead in it. So.
And we also found out that John Cameron Mitchell is going to replace Michael C. Hall in Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah, how cool is that? So he originated the role.
Yep.
But so only known, you know, Neil Patrick Harris kind of version.
Right.
He originated the role, starred in the movie. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is going to be
in January.
So fun. I love the casting on this so much. But, yeah, that's going to be amazing. To be able to see him again.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned coming out stories. A big deal in country music this week.
Hello.
Rap. So you got two major, Billy Gilman, I wouldn't call him a major star, but he hit it big with that. It was a Christmas song, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he was really young.
Yes, he was
like
tiny.
Male Leanne Rimes at the time.
Okay, yeah. So between him, so I guess Ty Herndon came out first, right?
Yeah.
So he made this big coming out, and that inspired Billy to create a YouTube video and mention the fact that he had been doing an interview with somebody and some reporter caught him at a gay pride festival or something in Rhode Island, and they took a picture, and he wanted to make this announcement himself before he was outed by some tabloid or something. And it's very I watched it. It's a very touching couple of minutes, or like 5 minutes, that he talks about this. And he's afraid that it will ruin his career. I mean, he has not been able to sit down with any major record label to discuss anything. So he's producing music on his own and releasing it on his own.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's, you know, for all the progress the country makes in terms of equality and things like that, there's still so much more that has to be done.
Yeah.
So you got to celebrate the small victories. But realize that we are still a long way from any type of equality. Anyways, we are mourning the loss of writer, director, comedian Mike Nichols.
Oh, yes, we are.
Who I guess went very quickly and very peacefully at age 83 of a heart attack. He's been married to Diane Sawyer from ABC News for the past 25 years. He had three wives previous to that, which I didn't realize.
No.
And his most famous partner, Elaine May, they were never married at all. But, you know, people know him as a director and a writer for films like The Birdcage. But we learned things from this. I mean, so I grew up with Mike Nichols being a Second City guy, you know, I listened to the record albums that he and Elaine made in the 60s. Hilarious, yeah. Hilarious stuff. In fact, there's one that I've been trying to find that I have on a cassette tape somewhere, which is Mary and Joseph. After she finds out that she's been,
immaculately conceived. I remember that.
Yeah, and they're in couples therapy. And Joseph is like, yeah, right, this kind of stuff. I can't find it anywhere, but it's great.
It's got to be out there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're appealing to our, three listeners. Yeah. Find it, and
let us know where it is. But there was a very touching story about Whoopi Goldberg that I didn't even know.
Did not know at all. So I didn't know this. Yeah. So The View wasn't talking about it, announcing it, and she started to talk it, and she couldn't speak.
Yeah.
It ends up that Mike Nichols discovered her and, quote, made her, of course she did with her talents and hard work, but yeah, he discovered her and told her she was going to be famous and completely supported her career. I had no idea.
And then went off to do her first Broadway show he produced.
Yeah.
Which was a huge hit. But I mean, the guy who created The Graduate, it's just his career has been so diverse and so fascinating and inspired so many people. These are the kind of lives you want to celebrate in Hollywood. There's so much bullshit that goes on in the filmmaking business. But I mean, he created Spamalot for the stage with Eric Idle.
Oh, yeah.
He directed Spamalot on Broadway.
I totally forgot that part. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about diverse.
Right.
I mean, yeah, The Graduate and things we know him from, but yeah, all the stage stuff.
Yep.
And then you were talking kind of stand-up stuff before.
So funny.
Yeah.
So we go from that really positive, inspiring stuff to this big, dark, black hole, no pun intended, of Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
This stuff it's unraveling. People are coming out of the woodwork now.
I told you we were going to talk about this for...
Jeez Louise.
Janet Dickinson,
yes,
the famous model and crazy woman,
yes,
came out, and I was kind of like, we'll see. But she had described this incident where he, drugged her and assaulted her and stuff. But she talked about this plaid robe he was wearing and stuff. A Polaroid has come out.
Are you serious?
Him wearing this in a hotel room with booze and the whole thing. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So it's one of those, to be honest, knowing who she is and...
Yeah. It sounds like an opportunist
pull. It does. And with her.
Yeah.
Because she is, but that's part of career and show business, too, is being opportunistic. But there seems to be more credence to it. And it's very interesting to see the split on social media and stuff like this too.
And I side with all these people who are claiming we have got to stop trying and convicting people in public. I mean, it's a gut instinct. We're all connected to the internet 24/7. People spout their opinions, like farting. And I understand how that happens, but we can so easily destroy people's lives. Now I'm not saying he's not guilty.
Right. And that's what my point is, me saying, hey, you know what, people, they're like, what are we up to? 17 or something? Almost 20 women claiming this and claiming it since 1969.
Yeah, we've got a Jerry Sandusky thing on our hands right
me,
now.
But me saying that, saying, wait a minute, is not trying and convicting him either.
No, but there are a lot of people.
You know what? I think he did it.
Yeah.
I think he did it. That's not trying convicting him. I mean, that's me looking at information and making an informed opinion.
Yeah. Well, but then there's crazy stuff like people creating a fake Lisa Bonet account and tweeting stuff about it.
And of course, the rumor about Raven Simone started, and she's denied that he did anything to her. She was 4 years old. She was on the Cosby Show. But anyhow, one of the latest is... somebody who works for NBC has come out and said that he has paid off women for years.
Right. And that's fine. I mean, I can understand women thing, but then don't start moving it into pedophilia. Okay. I mean, that's a whole different.
Yeah. Just don't lie.
Yes.
And don't start rumors.
Right.
I mean, me again, pointing this out is not starting a rumor. These women are claiming this.
I don't know. It's a deep hole of crazy that we're not going to dig out of anytime soon. Speaking of crazy, I don't know if I agree with this. J.J. Abrams just announced a little while ago today that they're going to release the Star Wars Episode 7 trailer. Now, again, this is just a teaser trailer. It's less than a minute of footage. Yeah, it's not a full-blown thing.
Anything.
But they're doing it in 9 theaters on Wednesday. Only 9.
Show us all!
Irvine, California, San Diego, California, Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Washington, D.C., Knoxville, Tennessee, Houston, Texas, and Seattle, Washington. Now, of course, somebody's going to go into that theater with a camera.
That's what it's going to be online.
It's going to be in the internet. So why do this? It's so stupid.
They might as well just release it so everyone can
see. And then apparently it's going to show up Christmas Day with Into the Woods. So everybody will be able to see it then, because that's a huge Disney release. And,
yeah.
Okay. Redbox is raising their prices starting next week, 1st of December. Not big. DVDs are going up 30 cents to $1.50. Blu-rays are going up 20 cents to $2.
That is a big deal. What percentage is that?
I don't know. But video games are jumping an entire buck to $3.
Yeah. Not that I think $1.50 is a lot to run a movie.
Right.
But that is a big jump.
Yeah. And then what they're saying is this is only the second price increase that they've had in the 12 years they've been in operation.
Like I said, I don't think it's unreasonable,
yeah,
but that's still a big jump to do all at once.
And at the same time, they've also started this rewards program called the Play Pass. So, you know, for every 10 you rent, you're going to get a free one or something.
And also, if you sign up, like for their email kind of or text or whatever, however you do it, they send stuff all the time, like a free rental when you rent one or present off.
And
or
it's usually every Monday is they'll give you a free DVD rental. At least that's the text that I've been giving. So if you know.
Yeah, there's all different kind of stuff. Yeah. But if you sign up, they have deals. Yeah.
Right.
All the time.
So anyways. Tom Cruise is being wooed into rebooting the Highlander franchise for Summit Lionsgate.
Nice.
The role that Sean Connery played in the original movie. But of course, right now he is immersed in...
He is hanging off the side of a plane while flying in the air.
For
Mission
Impossible 5.
You see those pictures?
I haven't seen them yet. No.
There's been some pictures somebody took. Like, I don't think they're official release, but somebody took, like, on set and whatever. Oh, my God.
But that building in Dubai where he was just tethered by a little wire.
He is insane.
Yeah, he is nuts.
But it makes great movies. That last Mission Impossible was amazing.
It was very good. Yeah. So they won't make any announcements until he's done shooting that project. Cedric Nicholas Troyan, who was a noted second unit director and visual effects supervisor on films like Snow White and the Huntsman, he is making his feature film debut with this, so I don't hold out a whole lot of hope that this is going to be very good. But the original Highlander, which came out when I was in high school, back in 85-86, was classic.
Yeah, and there was a series for years.
Yeah, with Adrian Paul, which I never really watched. But if you go back, and I forget, Clancy Brown was the... the evil bad guy in that.
Okay.
Anyways. 2015 will not only see new episodes of Doctor Who and Sherlock, but Idris Elba is coming back as Luther for a two-part movie.
That's so small.
I know, but the series was pretty much over at this point, and they decided they wanted to do another story.
It's so good.
And in the meantime, Fox is developing a pilot for an Americanized version, which is kind of suck.
Again, that works really well with Broadchurch, Grace Point.
Yep.
All right.
That's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
Whatever. All right. Well, Kylie.
Ah.
The baby of the Jenner, Kardashian, whatever you want to call them. Bunch. Okay, so she's 17.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's 17. And she got pulled over yet again.
Oh, shit.
So she got another violation. This one wasn't, this was like the covers on her tail lights, whatever. They weren't up to code.
Yeah.
But so far, again, she's 17, which means she's been driving for, you know, less than 2 years.
Yep.
She's had 2 accidents, 3 tickets, and been sued.
Oh, she's trying to top Lindsay.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, then. And then, man, like that, you know, wasn't enough to make her week bad.
Yeah.
She couldn't get into her boyfriend's show.
What?
So Tyga, the recording artist, Taiga, who, what, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. Yeah, right. Because he's 24. He was supposed to do a show. And because, again, she's 17, Greystone Manor wouldn't let her in.
Well, it's 21 and yeah, club.
But she's, again, 17, wouldn't let her in. So he, like, canceled his show. He took his toys and went home.
Which is still statutory rape in the state of California, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, if they're doing it, that's why she traveled with him to France, because it's legal. So anyhow, yeah, he like canceled her show.
Jeez.
Because they wouldn't let Kylie in because it's against the law.
Wow.
All right, then.
Oh, well, 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 well. Okay, happy, happy news. Do we have a contest this week?
We do, and it's a double feature. Ooh. All you documentary fans will love this one. Icarus Films is really, or they're already out, two different documentaries. Mastery of the Universe, which is like an insider account in banking.
Yeah.
And then Slow Food Story. It's about fast food chains and the new, quote, slow food movement.
Like chewing your food like 50 times before you
start? No, like not fast food. Like food.
Okay.
Real cooked
okay.
food.
All right.
Anyhow, so those two documentaries, and you can win both of them.
Nice. Very nice. And yes, it is pronounced documentary, not documentary. And just as it's pronounced biopic.
Tell Johnson that.
Biography pick and not biopic. So,
don't
like
tell
myopic. I'm just saying. He's not the only one. I hear it all the time, and just, it makes me laugh. So, anyways, thank you guys.
Aluminium?
What?
Is it a British thing? Like aluminium?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
I don't know. We wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving for all of our stateside listeners. I know our Canadian fans actually celebrated it last month. So, but anyways, have a great week. Thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com. We are going to have some links up on the front page about shopping at Amazon this Christmas season. If you'd like to support DVD Verdict, all you have to do is click on that before you do any shopping at Amazon, and then we get a little kickback for referring you over there. So if you love Verdict, you know, we don't ask for money or anything like that, but if you love Verdict and you want to just support us, that would be a great way to do that.
Even if you like us just a little bit, not in a way.
Even if you hate us, still click on those links. Lots of Black Friday deals. The Black Friday deals started already, and their stuff is insane. I mean, stuff that you would normally buy for $100 is like $20 or $30 right now. So if you're a movie fan, this season is going to be the year to do some shopping for these collector sets. So, all right. Until next week, Melissa, take it away.
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye.